Asian Star 101.6 FM. Now online and streaming worldwide at asianstar1016.co.uk and on 101.6 FM. The Asian Star Revolution has started and you're part of it.
Asian Star 101.6 FM, 28 and a half minutes past nine. It's Monday morning. We've been promising you we'll talk about uninsured drivers. And joining us this morning is Mark. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So uninsured drivers then, on the road, it's a problem, isn't it, for all of us?
It is. It's a big problem. And some research we've done here at Churchill Car Insurance shows that there's actually over 1 million uninsured drivers.
That's
on the
road. That's a huge number, isn't it?
It is. It's a big number. In the Greater London area alone, there's over 215,000 uninsured vehicles, we estimate, that are driving around as we speak. So if you're unfortunate enough to be stuck in traffic at the moment, if you've done your school run or you're heading off down the shops, have a look around safely, of course. And you know, every 18 cars that go past, at least one of them won't have any insurance on it.
That is actually I mean, we were talking just before we came on air, with the amount of police cars now that are ANPR equipped, which can pick up things like this, it's amazing that people still take the risk, isn't it, of driving without insurance?
It is, and there's various reasons why people drive without insurance. You know, it is a legal requirement. They are breaking the law. You know, it's also linked to criminal behaviour. Sometimes people who aren't insured are engaged in other criminal activity, and some of it is just chances, trying it on. You know, people like you and I pay our car insurance and do the right thing, and there's some people who think they can get away with it. They think it's fair game. Well, at Churchill, we're saying it's not fair, it's not right, and it's also costing the rest of us a lot of money.
Well, yeah, ultimately, isn't it? People that don't insure their car and therefore are involved in accidents, the money for that has to come from somewhere to pay recompense to those that are affected, which means people like you and I therefore have to pay more.
That's right, and there's an organisation called the Motor Insurers Bureau, and they refund people who are injured by uninsured drivers, but that's from a levy from everyone else's motor insurance policy, and that can add about 30 to 35 quid to everyone's car insurance policy, and as I say, that's not right that should be the case.
Now, breaking this down, we were talking earlier about Greater London, over 215,000 cars. 5.5% of cars in Greater London are likely to be uninsured.
That's right. Yeah, it's a staggering number. As I say, that's 1 in 18. And if you're driving today, it doesn't take long for 18 cars to go past you. If you think about every, you know, however many seconds or minutes that is, that's another one driving past who hasn't got any insurance. And of course, if you're involved in an accident with an uninsured driver, it's stressful enough having an accident at the best of times. If you then discover they've not got insurance, then it just ramps up the stress levels even more.
See, I mean, if you do have an accident, obviously, and both parties are insured, then you just inform your insurance company, they'll deal with it, they'll negotiate with the other insurance company. If you're not, if the person who hits you is not insured, then it becomes totally different, doesn't it?
It does, what we're trying to do is encourage people, get all the details you can, get the vehicle registration number, get the make and model of the car, the colour of the car, driver's contact details, details of any independent witnesses who are nearby. And at Churchill, we make a promise to our customers that they won't lose their no-claims bonus or their excess if they're involved in an accident that wasn't their fault with an uninsured driver.
That's actually a brilliant thing that you're doing there, I think, because it is unfair, isn't it? You've paid your insurance. If someone then hits you, it's unfair to a degree that you should be penalised by having your no-claims bonus reduced or removed or paying your excess.
Absolutely. That's why we're making that promise to our Churchill customers that if they are involved in an accident with someone who's not insured, there won't be any financial loss to them. And obviously, as long as the accident's not their fault, then that's the promise we can make to them. As I say, it's not a victimless crime, and we need to make sure that our customers are protected and we protect them in those circumstances.
So in terms of recommendations from Churchill, then get their vehicle registration number, make and model, driver's contact details, name and addresses of any witnesses. That's the advice that you give to anyone involved in an accident, because obviously, potentially, as you say, 1 in 18 cars is uninsured. So if you have an accident, potentially one of those could be the one that's hit you, couldn't it?
Absolutely right, yes. Yeah. So get all those details, pass them on to your insurance company. And the other thing we're doing is, as well as highlighting this to customers and members of the public, is we're working closely with the police forces. As you mentioned, the ANPR cameras, they're not all detecting speeding motorists. They're also looking for people without insurance. And I don't know if your listeners are aware that the police can actually seize the vehicle at the side of the road. You can get 6 points on your licence, you can get a £300 fine, and cost of insurance will go up for the future. future. So we're looking for a bit of peer pressure here as well. And if you've got friends and relatives and colleagues at work who are perhaps boasting that they haven't got insurance, is to make that unacceptable. You know, it's not fair. It's not fair on the rest of us. So we're looking to do that as well.
Now, an interesting thing here, Churchill Car Insurance are going to show the scale of the problem with digital advertising boards in London, Manchester, Leeds and Birmingham. Now, some of our listeners are obviously going to be driving into London this morning or maybe have already arrived in London. What do these digital advertising boards do then?
So what they're doing, we've got them at four key sites across the country. They're in areas where there are large numbers of uninsured motorists. And what they're doing is they're showing a ticker, a digital counter, which is counting the number of cars going past. And as I say, in Greater London, one in 18, every 18 cars that go past, the ticker will move on one to highlight the fact that an uninsured driver could have just gone past.
So, I mean, it's obviously not name and shame. It's not saying you in that car there, you are uninsured. But it is saying to other motorists, look, this is the risk that you're taking by driving on the road. We know that one of you is uninsured.
That's right. Yeah, there's no data being captured. We're not storing images or photographs or anything like that. It's purely to highlight the sheer volume of uninsured motoring that's going on at the moment.
Now, what is the minimum? Just to clarify, the minimum legal requirement for insurance is third party, isn't it? To drive on a UK road.
That's right. You need a minimum of third party cover to drive on the UK road, which means if you're involved in an accident, it'll cover the damage or injuries caused to the other person involved if the accident's your fault.
So where can people go to find out more information? Obviously, if they are perhaps uninsured at the moment, we're not naming and shaming anyone. If you're uninsured at the moment and you'd like to get yourself legal on the road with your MOT, your tax and obviously your insurance, where can people find out further information on what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. We're trying to raise awareness. So one thing I didn't mention earlier is that sometimes people can be uninsured because they've just forgot to renew their insurance. They haven't realised it's run out. So it's not all bad guys. It's sometimes just an innocent admin error. So from our perspective, have a look at www.churchill.com and also have a look at the Motor Insurers Bureau website. There's full details on there.
Yes. So as you say, if you have got insurance, perhaps maybe you pay by direct debit and it just renews on an annual basis, or maybe you pay it each year. Make sure it hasn't lapsed, because it can happen, can't it? I mean, obviously, yeah. Churchill send out renewal documents, but if you've perhaps missed the letter, overlooked it, just forgotten the date, it is worthwhile checking, is it, to make sure that you are all legal on the road?
Yeah, absolutely. As I say, it's important to know that whilst some of these people are just chancers and people trying to rip us off, the rest of them are people who've just innocently forgotten their insurance has lapsed, they're busy, they're on holiday, something like that. So it's really important to have those arrangements in place to make sure your insurance renews at the annual time.
So if you are one of the 18 drivers or one in 18 drivers in Greater London that's not insured, or of course in the South East, please, please, please visit www.churchill.com and renew your insurance, or make sure you get it legal on the road, because all you're doing effectively is hampering the rest of us, aren't they, Mark, by putting our premiums up.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not fair, it's not right, and it's something we want to highlight today.
Mark, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Mark.
Wish you a very good day. Thank you very much indeed. If you are, as I say, one of those drivers, www.churchill.com.
Wakey, wakey, rise and shine. It's the Asian Star 101.6 FM Breakfast Show.